And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Augie's, Barrett Propane, Cliff Castle Casino, and Prescott Dirt. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
Well, and welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Marnie Yule, your host, here on Christmas Eve. And hope you've all got your Christmas shopping done and you're all ready to enjoy time with family and friends. You're listening to KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com. We've got a great show for you today. Lots of very, very special guests bringing in the Christmas holiday. So stick with us. We're going to take a short break here. And when we get back, more here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, Christmas Eve.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back. This is our Christmas Eve show, and joining us tonight, right off the bat, we've got the big man himself.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas.
Oh, dropped in to say hi to all of us here at KQ&A. As you get ready, I mean, you got a big night ahead of you, Santa.
Oh, Marnie, boy, we've got a lot to do here. The elves are busy, and Mama Claus, she's doing great. There's all kinds of things that are coming together, all for the big night tomorrow night.
Wow. No, oh, Santa, it's tonight. Let me just tell you, I'm glad you're visiting with me because I can keep you on track. So we knew you could stop by here early in order to say a few words before you had to get back and get ready to hit the skies.
I always like to start with peace on earth and goodwill towards men and women. And we're all having a lot of fun. I visited several places here in the area, and I had a million children sit on my knee, and a lot of parents, too. Had so much fun. And the kids have just been great. The parents have been wonderful, too.
Well, who doesn't want to stop believing that Santa makes our wishes come true?
Santa is right there for you.
We're all kids at heart.
Yes, we are.
So is there a particular item that is the most requested toy this year?
Well, there are a few of the old ones, like Xboxes and Barbies, but the fun ones are the new hoverboards and the drones.
Oh.
The drones are kind of convenient because they just follow the sleigh, and I have a faster sleigh this year.
Oh, so, you do?
Yes. My reindeer are in great shape. They've been doing Peloton and all that.
And getting ready. You've been feeding them well.
Getting ready, yes. Well, they're on a low-carb diet.
As many of us should be anyway, especially going through the holidays. I mean, Santa, you don't look like you've been on a low-carb diet, I'm just going to say.
Oh, maybe summertime.
And this is probably part of your busiest time is everybody loves to leave you milk and cookies.
Yes, they do. And several of the children are leaving oatmeal and raisin. And chocolate chip with walnut, my favorite.
I was going to ask you what your favorite
was.
Oh,
yes, it is.
So in case, you know, you haven't got your cookies yet, again, oatmeal, raisin, and...
chocolate chip with walnut.
Oh. You always wonder, and the hot chocolate, and you... So you'd be sure and take a sampling at every home.
Of everyone, yes.
Okay, one of the questions is it's always Santa, you always come down the chimney and... a lot. But some kids don't have a chimney in their home, and they might be worried that you're not going to be able to get in to see them or leave any presents.
Not to worry. And there's just a little bit of magic here, and it's how we get the reindeer to fly. And so, yeah, I can't tell all my secrets.
No.
And it's a lot of fun, and I pop in and pop out after I deliver the presents.
Now, how do you get to all the children in the whole world in one night?
Magic. It's a magical night for me, magical night for my reindeer. I get all the help from my elves and Mrs. Claus. And we just put it all together, and it's just very, very organized. And, yes, she helps me stay organized.
Of course. It's always the ladies. Now, you've been keeping a list. So, you know, I'm looking around this room, and Mason's here, and there's me and your brother. What's your brother's name?
Steven.
Steven's in the station with us. So who's been nice?
Everybody's been nice.
Okay. He hasn't caught me.
Oh, we have those moments, but most of everybody is very, very nice.
So you've been doing a lot of appearances and visiting around. So who's making the toys when you're out visiting the kids and listening to their wishes at the mall and at the, you know, the various locations?
I have a whole group of elves that are just incredible, very skilled, very smart, very intelligent. They all go to school and they learn all their skills from there, and then they go work in our workshops. And boy, they're able to put everything together, anything together. They wrap everything, do it nicely. It's just amazing what these elves do.
Well, you're facing the busiest night of your year.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do come January 1st when all the toys are delivered and all the kids are playing happily and the reindeer are back into their corrals with their feed? What does Santa do?
Well, Santa and Mrs. Claus do take a day or so off.
Mm-hmm.
And we rest a little bit and we watch all the things that are going on around the world and watch who's been naughty and who's been nice. And we keep an eye all year long.
So Santa is always watching.
Of course he is.
Kind of like that song. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good.
So be good for goodness sake.
Oh. Oh, no, okay, so obviously yeah. If Santa knows some of those words, it means you wrote it. And you're sending us that message.
Well, and I always tell the kids when they're sitting on my lap, and I ask them, do you help Mommy and Daddy around the house? Are you mm-hmm. being good for Mommy and Daddy? And that's really key for young kids to know these messages.
Mm-hmm. Being kind.
Being kind to
being
everyone.
Being kind all the time.
Be kind to animals. Be kind to your mom and dad. Be kind to your friends at school.
Absolutely. Well, let's say sometimes there's not – some kids don't make your nice list. You know, there is a Santa's naughty list.
There is a naughty list, but you know what? There is no such thing as a bad kid because sometimes they get off the path a little bit, but they see all the good that's going on around them. They notice all the good things that are happening in our world. And they get back on that path, and they do good.
Well, Santa, so glad that you were able to join us today. We're gonna take a short break in a few minutes because we know you have to get back to getting those presents delivered.
Certainly.
So we don't want to tie you up because if you don't make all your scheduled stops, I'm not gonna have it to be my fault. So Santa, thank you for joining us on the show.
Marnie, you've been wonderful.
Then I
have something special going to your tree.
Okay, that gives me something excited to look forward to for Christmas morning, which is tomorrow. So we're here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, your Christmas Eve show, KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.FM, KQNA.com. Any other words, Santa, before you have to leave?
Mayor, Mr. One and All.
Thank you. Okay, short break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. It's our Christmas Eve show. And I want to say thank you for Santa for dropping in for a few minutes as he gets on his way to get out there and start delivering those presents to the good boys and girls. Although Santa did say that there was no bad boys and girls. They're all good boys and girls in his eyes. But next time, my guest is Danae Rupke. She's a guest services manager over at the Finley Toyota Center. And if you have not been watching what's going on at the Finley Toyota Center, there is some amazing acts and performances coming. We're so excited. And coming up is one in 2 days on the 27th. Welcome, Danae.
Hello.
And you have been advertising for this for quite a while. It's a magical Cirque Christmas. So let's talk about what this is for people to continue celebrating their holidays.
So this is a Cirque kind of show. I guess that was brought here by the producers of the Broadway show The Illusionist. And they have brought, Cirque acts from all over the world. And they have made it into this one Christmas show where there's Christmas music, there'll be singing, there's magic. A lot of this show is in the air, so that's kind of neat. And it's also interactive, so they will be bringing guests up on the stage. There's a few things that they do. So it's quite a versatile show. There is just going to be a lot going on, and I think the best part about it is that it is a holiday event.
Right.
So, usually we get Mannheim Steamroller, and this was kind of our way of doing another Christmas show,
right.
Bringing something different to the event center. And it's doing really well as far as in ticket sales. So we're
super excited.
It sounds
fun though. It sounds like a, yes. kind of all the senses, you know?
It is, yeah. And it's going to be a great family show. Sometimes Mannheim is geared towards more towards older people who just want to listen to music. Mm-hmm. But this one is definitely something you want to bring your kids to. Because there's so much to see. And you're right. It's going to be something for all the senses.
Illusions, music, acrobatics, which is the part I love, the
uh-huh.
air stuff. Oh,
yep.
How fun is this? So you said tickets are still available, though?
Yes, there are. Uh-huh. Yep, we have quite a few tickets available. Definitely something that's been selling a lot now for the holidays. People are buying packs for Christmas or for families. We're getting a lot of group sales. So it's definitely been picking up the last couple of weeks. So I would get in there now because we're, you know, coming up close to it, and ticket sales are, you know, we are getting...
So the show is Friday, December the 27th, but you can go online and purchase the tickets. And if you're sitting here listening to this show, you can just get online and purchase
right.
the tickets.
Box office, you have Ticketmaster.com, and then our Finlay Toyota Center, .com. Go to those three places to get your tickets. Fees are less.
And can you print them off?
Yes, you can. You can.
So
them.
If you're looking for that stocking stuffer, as you're sitting there thinking, I need just one more stocking
That's
stuffer,
true.
Or you had somebody show up family-wise that you're going to be in town and you say, what can we do? This is a great way. You can get that taken care of right now, still today, time to shop.
It's a perfect date night. I gave it to my parents, and they were super excited about it, so I did that for their Christmas gift.
Wonderful.
Gave it to them early just so that they would be able to plan, make sure they had no plans.
That's true.
<Yeah.
laughs> Don't make any plans for Friday night, the 27th.
Yes.
But in addition to that, and we mentioned it, is the stocking stuffers, you have a lot of good things coming up, not only, you know, the Suns that continue to play through their season, which is a blast, but you have other programs coming up that would make great stocking stuffers because you can go online, buy your tickets and print them off and
That's
shove
right.
them in the stocking tonight.
That's right. Yeah, mm-hmm. We have in January a big one for us is Monster Trucks, and that is 2 days. So that's
always
10th
huge.
And the 11th, uh-huh, and that's another great one for families. Lee Bryce, we are so excited to have, and that is selling so fast. That's February 28th at the Event Center, and then Chicago, March 8th. That's going to be a phenomenal show.
But you were telling me that it's looking like that one's going to sell out.
That one is, yes. So we are pretty close to capacity on that. So definitely, if you are interested, I would get over there right away or get online right away and start looking at tickets. If there also is, if you're looking at a calendar or some kind of seating chart online, make sure to call box office and see also what they have available, because sometimes you will not always see online all the seats available.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, yes.
Okay.
So a good thing to do is always double check and call the box office, because sometimes things won't show up online that are actually available, especially handicap seating and stuff like that. And we can accommodate all of that.
Oh, okay. And what is the box office number?
Oh, geez. That's something you can find online. I did not bring that in and have it written down, but I can look it up here at some point. And
I did have it written down on one of the sheets, but then I have this beautiful poster for A Magical Sir Christmas, which, you know, to me just takes my breath away of the entertainment value that is so... So much fun.
Oh, yeah, we've been putting those posters up all over town because I think it's actually a beautiful poster, and I'm hoping that it'll really draw people's attention to it.
Well, I think so. I think so. It's the perfect way to continue your, you know, the holidays and making sure that people have an opportunity to enjoy some live performances.
And something local, too. Let's see. The box office, I'm assuming this is 772-1819. And that is our main number there. So 928-772-1819 would be the box office number. And they have pretty much all information for any of the shows. It's really, I mean, anything you want, especially if you need accommodated seating. We want to make sure that everyone that comes in has the proper seat and they can enjoy the show to the full potential. And
right.
So we will always make accommodations.
And there's not a bad seat in the house.
No, for most of these shows, no, there isn't.
Right, the
yeah.
way you set the configuration of the seating. And
we're very aware of that, yes.
You
and
know,
we always
you
try.
Make it just an exceptional experience. And remember, always, as always, at the Finlay Toyota Center's free parking, which is not something you find in a lot of venues.
That's
outside
true.
Of when you have to go
to
down
Phoenix.
To Phoenix or something
yep.
like that. So right here in our very own backyard, Lee Bryce, Chicago, the 2 days of Monster Trucks.
And then Cirque du Soleil is coming up in March as well, and we have four shows for that. And
let's go back to it.
Okay.
Cirque du Soleil,
yes.
which is the official
yes.
Cirque du Soleil.
Right.
The
it
Axel
is,
show.
It's right. So that is actually a show with Cirque du Soleil, which is a company and a brand. The Cirque Christmas, they're it's not a Cirque du Soleil show. They're using the word Cirque because they're doing aerial and a lot of stuff in the air. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where they get it from. But this Cirque du Soleil show, Axel in March, is an actual Cirque du Soleil show. And it's pretty neat. It's definitely, it's not like anything you see in Las Vegas. It's kind of got its own thing, which is so great about Cirque because everything is so themed.
Right.
And so this is its own kind of rock, and roll kind of show.
Ooh, so, sounds wonderful.
And it's
so
based on this student or this kid named Axel. It's like his story. It's a really unique kind of story.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, Cirque took the music of, you know, Michael Jackson
and the Beatles
and designed shows around that. So mm-hmm. this is that type of production show, but a storytelling.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Yes.
You don't want to miss that. And that's when?
That is going to be March 19th through the 20th. So that's a 3-day, but we have 4 shows. So on that Saturday, there will be 2 shows.
And tickets are available now for that, too.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, yeah. So same 3 things. Go to Ticketmaster.com, our box office. You can call the number that I said earlier, and you can also go to the Finlay Toyota Center website.
And the easiest way to go, or the box office, and that's located right there on Florentine and Main Street, right
in the heart of Prescott Valley. You get the most information from them. Yeah.
Right. Well, and I always bookmark, you know, the Finlay Toyota
that's
Center,
smart.
Because at any given time, you're adding shows, and sometimes it gets added before the press gets a hold of it and the announcements are being made.
Yes.
And sometimes being first, getting those tickets also guarantees
our Instagram. Our Instagram, too, is constantly being updated, and so is our Facebook page. So that's another great thing. If you want, you can sign up for constant show updates, and that's another way to kind of see and follow what's going on at the event center and what shows are coming. And, like, we update that quite often. Our marketing manager is really good about posting new shows that are coming up.
So make it your stocking stuffers. Right now, you can go online and get tickets for any of these shows we were talking about. Print them up. Tie it up in a pretty red little ribbon and stick it in the stocking, and you've got a date for an experience in the future, which is kind of nice.
That's right.
Something to plan on.
Yeah.
And great job. 2020 is going to be really exciting at the Finlay Toyota Center.
And that's just the beginning.
But meanwhile, we're going to talk about a magical Cirque Christmas coming up December 27th. Thank you. Okay. And my next guest is someone who needs no introduction.
Oh, give me one anyway. I need it.
He's the owner, founder, president of Arizona's Hometown Radio Group, radio stations all over the country, well, all over Arizona. Our very own Sanford Cohen, welcome.
Welcome, and happy Christmas Eve
Christmas,
to everybody.
That's
and
right.
Also want to wish everybody happy Hanukkah. First night of Hanukkah was Sunday night.
Yes.
So, and we're into it.
I had the opportunity to attend a Hanukkah party, which is the first one in my very adult old life that I ever attended. And I just had an amazingly wonderful time with just some fabulous folks that were celebrating the holiday as I've never done before. And I really felt like part of the family.
Well, and, you know, the new rabbi, Rabbi Julie, was a guest on your show. And,
right.
And she laid out the invitation and then guilted Terry and me into going as well. So the three of us stormed the beach over at the Temple Bris Shalom. But we had a good time.
It was a wonderful,
yeah.
It was a wonderful evening. Wonderful evening. So thank you. And it really started my holidays off in just a very positive, kind, you know, like she says, be the light and just grow, and it was just amazing. So it was wonderful. Thank you.
Cool.
And here we are, Christmas Eve, and one of the big something that I really am passionate about is being safe on the roads during this holiday time, and something you've been involved with for many, many years, doing the right thing.
Yeah, it started out as Arrive Alive the first time we did it in 1987. And, you know, there weren't a lot of these kinds of things floating around. Now they're pretty routine, you know, around the country. But here, we started out, with, the Arrive Alive thing. And then at some point we decided we wanted to do something that was like a little less ominous or potentially gory, you know, Arrive Alive.
Yeah.
I don't want to scare people. So we changed it to do the ride thing, and that's basically what it's been now for many years. I brought along this award that we got from the National Association of Broadcasters and the National Commission Against Drunk Driving back in December of 1990. We were got this nice award from them for having come up with this program. And, you know, it's a pretty simple idea in a sense. We get sponsors that are willing to pay for cab rides for people that have maybe celebrated a little too much remember, this was in the days before there was Uber and that. The cabs can be kind of busy during the holiday season, but thank goodness Grab a Cab Taxi Service stepped up to the plate and said, okay, we're going to do this. And the sponsors that are underwriting the cost, Finley Toyota of Prescott, along with Bucky's and Yavapai Casino, and Hensley Beverage Company, they've been all on board for quite a while. And then we've got a new sponsor this year, and that signalsaz.com. Mm-hmm. So we get a little bit of the social media thing going as well.
Right. And I think a lot of people don't know what this program is about.
Yeah, what it is you're you get a safe ride home for free.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's say that you go out to, Whiskey Row or the Entertainment District or, anywhere kind of in the, Tri-City area, and you need a ride home. We're not going to give you a ride to another bar. I just want to make that clear.
Or another party.
We're not going to do that. We will give you a ride home, though. And you can't say that your home is the Jackass Bar and Grill, for instance.
Right.
Even though it may be, you can't do that. But we will. We will pick you up. You let them know, bartender at the place where you're at. You just let them know, hey, I would like to do the ride thing and get one of the free cab rides home. They will call, grab a cab, and send somebody out to take you home.
Mm-hmm. But the smart way to plan for it is to have, if you're going out, in a group or something like that, is have somebody be a designated driver.
Yes, there is. You have to have the no fun someone that is with you, watching everybody, party like it's 1999, even though it's 2019. This at least for people who are, out by themselves,
right,
or just really, don't want, and please do not risk, taking the ride home. Not only will you possibly hurt someone else, but you could very easily spend time in jail, because when they catch you with a DUI nowadays, you go right to the pokey.
Right.
So you don't want to do that to yourself under any circumstance. And one of the best things about this program is the response that I've gotten from the police departments in Prescott Valley and Prescott, and also from the Yavapai County Sheriff's Department. And they said that from the time we started Do the Ride thing, DUI arrests went down noticeably.
Wow.
And have stayed there during the course of this period of time. We actually have fewer DUIs during holiday time than you do at other times of the year, which is really, shows
right.
that people are using the service. It's taking them off the road and getting them home safely, and that's what it's all about.
And this program starts tonight.
It does.
And it goes through how long?
We are going to take you home all the way till 6 a.m. on New Year's Day.
Whoa, a whole week going on.
Yeah. So we want to make sure you end the year with a nice, easy, quiet time at home, and we will take you from your party home for free. Again, all you have to do is tell your server or your bartender that you want to do the ride thing and have them call and book you one of those free cab rides home. And Finley Toyota, Bucky's, Yavapai Casino, and Hensley Beverage Company will pay the freight.
You know, that's just amazing that they take that on and make sure that people are safe, because, it starts tonight. It's Christmas Eve. It's a time when people are starting to celebrate. And maybe the last thing you knew, when the kids are thinking Santa's coming down the chimney, is getting the call that Dad's in, like you said, the pokey.
Well, and thanks for giving us the time to talk about it. But I'll be back next week to you about the end of the year stuff.
Do you realize it's going to be 2020 in a week?
I'm focused on it.
You are.
I have a vision.
You have a vision? You're going to share it with
us, right?
Yes, looking
through the lens, and I have it all framed.
Yeah.
Is that enough glasses, puns? Are we done with that?
No, I think that a lot of exciting things. But we've had a good year.
Yeah.
This year, a lot of good things.
We're keeping a keen eye on 2020. How's that?
Well,
there you go.
Oh, my gosh. Well, all I know is we celebrated the Chamber its 45th anniversary in 2019, and so it's been a good year for us. One of the fun things that we did was we had that past President's Chairman's Lunch that leadership together, and that was really cool. And we've did a couple of new programs, and we just filled a lot of new things going on, too. It's how do you move forward in a bigger and better way.
Well, 2020, we will be celebrating our 35th anniversary.
Oh,
so yeah, we're just knocking down the big numbers.
Holy smokes, there's no shortage of aging at any given time, right?
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much again. Do the Right Thing starts tonight at 5 o'clock Christmas Eve through 6 a.m. on New Year's Day 2020. Safe ride home for free. Just tell your server that you want to do the right thing.
You betcha.
And thank you for supporting that because, making the holidays safer for everyone. So we're going to take a short break here. When we come back, there's more going on. We've got some music and, great stuff here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Marnie Yule, your host, and it is our Christmas Eve show. We hope you're having a wonderful time listening to this show as you're finishing up your last holiday shopping, or maybe you are just with family and friends and starting to enjoy your Christmas holiday. Well, as I always love, one of the things that I bring into a part of my life during the Christmas holidays is live music. And I had the opportunity one evening to see this group perform. The Yavapai College Women's Chorale, under the direction of Arlene Hardy, was an amazing, amazing show that I saw over at the Elks in the Crystal Hall.
Right.
And Arlene, it just starts your holidays, and I always believe that people need to bring somehow into it, live performance, musical theater, somehow a children's production that kind of puts to get you in the holiday Christmas season.
Have you ever watched a Hallmark show that didn't have Christmas music in it?
All the time. All the time. Well, I'm going to introduce Arlene Hardy, who's just an amazing, brilliant director of this chorale, but also in many other areas. And we got a whole room full of fabulous ladies and beautiful voices here that we're going to share with you in just a few minutes, because I'm going to shut up and step aside and let us end the show with some holiday and Christmas music. But Arlene, if you would introduce everybody, say a little bit about yourself and about the Yavapai College Women's Chorale.
Well, first of all, thank you for having us with you. We are culminating our Christmas season here with you today, Marnie. So thank you for having us here. And we are the Yavapai College Women's Chorale. We are a portion of us today, as quite a few have left already for the holidays, and moved or gone back home to see moms and dads. And so, but I love our group because we're so versatile that we can pull it together with the groups as we have it. So I'm so excited to be here today with these women.
Well, we filled the studio.
We do
so
fill the studio.
So we filled the studio with physical beings, yes. And now we're going to fill it with beautiful voices.
Yes, and Yavapai College just loves to perform with you. And I do want to say that it's not too late for anybody that is interested in this kind of a musical experience in their lives. If they are interested in singing with the Women's Chorale, they can call Yavapai College, 776-2045. Leave a message saying that you would love to audition for this group. We would love to hear you.
Wonderful. Well, if you're looking for something, 2020 is the perfect time, a new year,
perfect.
A new decade. You know, get outside and do what you've always wanted to do.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I'm going to turn it over to you, Arlene, and all these lovely ladies here for kind of taking us out of the show, Christmas spirit.
Thank you.
Ding dong 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 ding dong ding dong 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 ding dong 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 ding dong 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 ding dong 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 ding dong 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 dong. And
open it with being the bells that we can be.
Absolutely beautiful. Okay.
Our next piece is A La Nanita, and it is a Spanish lullaby. Sleep, sleep, my little Jesus.
Everyone, we've got some more here.
It's time for us to deck the halls.
Okay.
Have you decked your halls yet?
Yes. I deck my halls every day. It's all spirit of the season and enjoying life.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. 'Tis a season to be jolly, fa la 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 la.
This one, Marnie.
Okay.
If you do, you can join in right with us.
Okay, I'm going to move to the back of the room, though.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, they're making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
One horse open,
sleigh. Jing, 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 jingle, jingle, jingle bells.
Jingle,
jingle, jingle bells. What a day or two ago, before it's time to ride. And
side. Jingle, jingle, horns was lead and leg. With fortune seat in flaw. He got into a drifted bank and then they got upsot. Whoop, whoop. Upsot. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse, one horse, one horse, one horse, one horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Dashing through the snow, o'er the fields we go, open sleigh.
O'er the fields,
o'er the fields we go,
o'er the fields we go,
away. Jingling bells on bobtail ring, they're making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride.
Jing, 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 jing. O'er the fields we go, o'er the fields we go. Jingle bells, oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle, jing.
More applause. Okay, we're going to take a short break here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We can take a short break, and then when we come back, we're going to close out the show on this beautiful Christmas Eve. I'll be listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.FM, and KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. On behalf of myself and everyone here at the studio, Link Mason, we wish you a very, very Merry Christmas and hope you've enjoyed our show today, talking with Santa Claus, hearing what's going on at the Findlay Toyota Center, and also how to stay safe on the roads with Do the Right Thing, and of course our Yavapai College Women's Chorale. And we're going to close the show with one more song from all of them, so we thank you for joining us, and when we come back, it'll be New Year's Eve, so we'll be talking about what's happening and what's coming up in the year 2020. So thank you for joining us, thank you for being such a huge supporter of Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, and now I'll turn it back over to Arlene Harding and the wonderful Yavapai College Women's Chorale. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Marnie.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Now bring us a figgy pudding,
now bring us a figgy pudding,
now bring us a figgy pudding,
and bring some out here. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. For we all like figgy pudding, for we all like figgy pudding, for we all like figgy pudding, so bring some out here. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. So we'll bring some out here. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.